If we wish, they'll be blessed with a higher understanding. We always approach the lotus feet of our spiritual master. Therefore, we will chant a few mantras now together.
I da bismo dobili to dublje razumijevanje, uvijek prilazimo lotusovim stopama svoga duhovnog učitelja. Zato ćemo sada da izgovorimo nekoliko mantri.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Shimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gaura Vani Prachavine Nivishesha Shunyavani Pachadyade Shatarine Ganati Nirandasya Nanandana Shalaya Shachur Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari
We are almost like little children who raise their hands to their parents, indicating, please pick me up.
Mi smo poput mali djeci koja dižu ruke prema svojim roditeljima, srdečno molim te podigni me.
Yes. Lord Krishna once set out to give some very important instruction to his devotees.
Jedan je gospodin Krišna krenuo da da neke jako važne instrukcije svojim baktama.
I told the devotees in Belgrade partially the story, but here I wish to tell it completely.
U baktama u Belgrade sam djelomično ispričao ovu priču, ali sada želim da ispričam u potpunosti.
Krishna had two very different devotees in the town of Vaideha.
Krishna je imao dvojicu bhakta koji su bili jako različiti u gradu koji se zvao Vaideha.
It's actually Videha, Videha.
Videha.
One was the king of that country, called Bahulashvan, the other a very good devotee, the Brahmana Shrutadev.
Jedan od njih je bio jedan jako dobar kralj koji se zvao Bahulashvan, a drugi je bio isto tako jedan jako dobar bhakta koji se zvao Shrutadev.
Krishna knew that these two devotees wanted to see him very, very badly, but they couldn't come to his capital Dvaraka because they had duties in deity worship to do, and they couldn't let their deities staff on the altar in their absence.
Krishna je znao da su oba dvojica bhakta imali jako želju da ga vide, ali nisu bile mogućnosti da dođu u prestolnicu Dvaraka gdje on bio, zato što su imali puno obaveza u obožavanju božanstava i nisu mogli da ih ostave da gladuju na oltar.
Then the devotee very much wants to see Krishna, but he cannot go and travel to him. Then Krishna travels to his devotee.
Kada bhakta jako želi da vidi Krishnu, ali ne može da ide do njega, onda Krishna sam dolazi do svog bhakti.
So he left Dvaraka on a chariot, but as he was proceeding towards Videha, he saw that there were some saints who were so attached to him that they followed him, although his chariot was picking up speed.
I kada je krenuo iz tog grada Videha na svojoj koči, on je primijetio da ga prati puno svetaca koji su bili tako vezani, ali i vidio da ga slijede uprkos tome što je on ubrzavao sa kočijom.
So the Lord turned around and took all the saints on his chariot and gave them a lift.
I onda je Krishna uradio to da je pokupio sve te svece i stavio ih kod sebe na koču i povezao ih.
The it is very beautifully described by Shukadev Goswami, how the Lord drove with his chariot through the different countries and how all the people came to see him.
I Shukadev Goswami ovo jako lijepo opisao kako su oni putovali na toj koči kroz mnoge kroz mnoga kraljevstva i kako su ljudi svugdje izlazili kako bi ih vidjeli.
And it is described how the Lord very mercifully glanced upon them with his lotus eyes.
I opisano kako ih je Gospodin jako milostivo gledao iz svojih lotusovih oči.
And just by being glanced upon by Lord Krishna, these devotees who were lining up the roadside, they're getting a new life and deep spiritual understandings.
I samo od tog pogleda koji su primali ti bhakte koji su stajali pored puta kuda je Krishna prolazio, oni su dobivali novi život i duboko razumijevanje.
So finally Lord Krishna arrived in this capital town Videha where his two devotees, the king and the brahmana, lived.
I konačno je Krishna došao u tu prestolnicu Videhu i su živjeli ta dvojica njegovih bhakta, kralj i taj brahmana.
And because the Lord wanted to see both of them, he split actually in a second form and he also multiplied all the saints in a second group of saints, and both groups, Krishna and the saints, went in two directions.
I pošto je želio da vidi oba dvojicu tih bhakta, Krishna se razdvojio u dvije forme, isto je to učinio i sa ovim svecima. Tako da su sa jedne strane bio Krishna i sveci, s druge isto tako Krishna sveci i otišao su kod ovih oba dvojice bhakta.
One group arrived at the huge palace of the king, and the second group arrived at the very humble cottage of Shrutadev, the brahmana.
I tako su oba dvije grupe stigle, jedna je došla kod palaču od ovoga bogatog kralja, a druga je otišla u siromašnu kućicu od ovoga brahmana Shrutadeva.
When the king received Lord Krishna and the saints, he said, "Today you have proved before us that the most important for you, my dear Lord, are your devotees."
I kada je došao po tog kralja, on je rekao, "Danas si moj gospodine dokazao da su ti najvažniji tvoji bhakti."
Now, when Shrutadev, the poor man, saw Krishna and all the sadhus arriving at his house, he danced with great joy, and it's actually described that Shrutadev took his chadar like this and began to wave it in the air with great happiness.
Kada je Krishna pod pecima došao do ovoga Shrutadeva koji je bio jako sramošan, jer tu je jako lijepo opisano kako je on počeo da pliječe i u stvari je uzeo svoj čadar i vidio ga onako iznad glave od sreće.
From this we know that it is authorized to wave the
chadar. I odavde stvari znamo da je to u stvari autorizirano da možemo ovako malo sa čadarom.
I sometimes like to do this.
Ja ponekad volim kad to radim.
Yes, and Shrutadeva was very, very happy, and he went to his neighbors to get some cushions, straw mats to sit on, because he was so poor, he had only a few, but now there was Krishna and about 20 of the greatest saints of the time.
I pošto ovaj Brahmana Shrutadev bio tako siromašan, on je otišao kod svojih komšija kako bi uzeo neke pometače na koje bi oni sjeli. On ih imao nekoliko, a pošto su došli Krishna i nekih 20-ak najuzvišenijih svetaca, morao da ih nabavi još.
Then Shrutadev began to pray, and his prayers are very instructive.
I tada je Shrutadev počeo da upućuje molitve i te njegove molitve su nam daju jako važne instrukcije.
He said, "My dear Lord, you always see us conditioned souls, but it is very rare that a conditioned soul can see you."
On je rekao, "Moj dragi gospodine, ti uvijek vidiš nas, uslovljene duše, ali jako je rijetko da jedna uslovljena duša može da vidi tebe."
"Since a long time I'm actually seeing you now before my eyes."
Već te dugo vidim pred svojim očima.
"How fortunate I am."
I kako sam samo sretan.
"This whole world, my dear Lord, is like your dream."
Ovaj cijeli svijet, moj gospodine, je poput sna.
"In this dream you have created planets and towns
U ovom snu si kreirao planete i gradove.
And villages.
Sela.
And one of these towns is our town, Videha. It's your dream town.
Jedan od tih gradova je ovaj naš grad Videha i to je tvoj grad iz tvojih snova.
But it is so wonderful that although you are the creator of this dream, you have now entered into our dream, our collective dream, to see us.
Iako je ovo samo tvoj san, ti si tako divan da si ušao u ovaj naš kolektivni san.
Usually, my dear Lord, you only reveal yourself before and in the hearts of the most advanced devotees.
Obično se, moj dragi gospodine, pojavljuješ u srcima svojih najuzvišenijih bhakta.
But today you have come to me.
Ali danas si došao meni.
When Krishna heard this loving words of Shrutadev, he took the hand of Shrutadev in his own hand and brought the hand of Shrutadev to his heart.
I kada je Krishna čuo ove riječi pune ljubavi od Shrutadeva, uzeo njegovu ruku i prislonio je na svoje srce.
And he said, my dear Shrutadev, you have praised me wrongly.
On je rekao, moj dragi Shrutadev, pogrešno si rekao u moju slavu.
You have forgotten all these saints.
Zaboravio si sve ove svete.
And you have only concentrated your glance on me.
I samo si gledao mene.
It takes a long time for a person to be purified if he chants and hears about me.
Za osobu koja pjeva i sluša samo o meni, potrebno je jako puno vremena da se pročistila.
When someone is blessed by devotees, very quickly he makes advancement.
I kada osobu blagoslovi bhakta, ona jako brzo napreduje.
Yes. In the Hari Bhakti Shuddhadaya, it is said that when Prahlad Maharaj would just look upon someone, that person who was looked upon by Prahlad Maharaj would cry in ecstasy.
U Hari Bhakti Shuddhadaya je rečeno, kada bi Prahlad Maharaj samo pogledao neku osobu, ta osoba bi odmah počela pjeva od ekstaza.
Yes. It is said, in generally, Krishna is always very far away from those who are immersed in pride and ignorance.
Generalno se kaže da je Krishna uvijek jako daleko od osoba koje su uronjene u ponos i neznanje.
And Krishna runs away from someone whose heart is filled with envy on others.
I Krishna bježi od osobe čije srce ispunjeno sa zavišću prema drugima.
But he comes very close to that humble devotee who serves his devotees.
Ali on se jako blizu približava onima koji ponizno služe njegove bhakte.
Yes. I would like to talk about this a little bit.
I o ovome bi želio malo da govorim.
See, in this world we have a certain perspective that is that in a group of people we want to be acknowledged and respected and we wish that our rights are acknowledged and served by the others.
I to u ovom svijetu mi imamo određenu viziju kako bismo u grupi ljudi trebali da dobijemo poštovanje i prepoznavanje i da bi naše potrebe trebale da budu ispunjene i služene od strane drugih.
This concept we also carry into the association of devotees.
I takav koncept donosimo sa sobom u društvu bhakta.
We wish to be are fulfilled.
Mi želimo da budemo prepoznati i da su naša prava ispunjena.
But in spiritual life it is more important to be a humble servant than to have rights.
Ali u duhovnom životu je puno važnije da budemo ponizni sluga nego da imamo svoja prava.
Because from the position of humility we can very, very easily attract Lord Krishna into our hearts.
Zato što iz pozicije poniznosti možemo jako lako da prizovemo Krishnu u svoje srce.
Krishna can be very easily realized by someone who is genuinely humble and who thinks of Lord Krishna.
Osoba koja je iskreno ponizna i koja misli na Krishnu može ga vrlo lako dostići.
Now, because this world is created out of the Lajanamya, the false ego, when we move in this world, we have to be extremely careful not to be infected again or covered again by false ego.
I pošto je ovaj svijet saznan od lažnog ega, moramo biti jako pažljivi kada se krećemo u njemu, kako ne bismo ponovo bili inficirani strani njega i prekriveni.
Especially we have to be careful when we enter the association of devotees.
Posebno moramo biti pažljivi kada uđemo u društvo partnera.
I would like to give you a little example from modern psychology, how even a little, wrong motivation or wrong thoughts and false ego can cause a huge misunderstanding.
I želio bih vam dati jedan primjer iz moderne psihologije kako jedna mala greška i lažni ego mogu da dovedu do velikih problema.
Yes, once there was a person who had a Mercedes Benz.
I jedna je bila jedna osoba koja je imala Mercedes Benz.
2010.
2010.
Yes. Mercedes Benz 2010. So he drove on the car very nice on the street very nicely, but then his tire got punctured.
On se tako vozio u ulici u svom autu i onda u jednom trenutku mu se probušila guma.
No problem, thought I have an extra tire.
To nije problem, imam rezervnu.
So he stopped.
I onda je stao.
Huge problem will come in a moment.
And
he wanted to, put on the extra tire, but he thought, oh no, I have forgotten my, what is this called? It's called jack in American English. You know what it is?
Diesel.
Yeah.
And then he thought, yeah, pozaboravio sam diesel.
So he thought, no, diesel is in everyone's household nowadays, so. He looked around and saw there's the house of a person, and I see there's a car before his house. Let me go and ask him if I can use his jack for just a moment.
Onda je razmišljao, pa danas svi imaju tu dizelicu, i onda je pogledao oko sebe i vidio jednu kuću pred kojoj je bio auto, da je pomislio on sigurno imao jednu, ali da odim da ih pitam da mi posudi.
But as he was going to the house, his mind, which was influenced by his false ego, began to work.
Ali tako je išao prema toj kući, njegov um koji je bio prekriven sa lažnim egom je počeo da radi.
Everyone is envious on a driver who has a Mercedes 2010.
Mišljao je, svi su sigurno zajedni na vozača koji ima Mercedes 2010.
When I come to this house, he will most surely hate me because I have such a big Mercedes 2010 and he has only Sastava.
Ne razmišljao, sigurno sako dođem do ove kuće, ona će sigurno biti ljut na mene zato što ja imam Mercedes 2010, on ima samo Zastavu.
And his mind was going more and more.
I njegov um je radio sve više.
Finally he arrived at the house of at the door of this man.
I konačno je došao do vrata ovoga čovjeka.
He knocked at the door.
I pokucao na vrata.
And he thought that this man, he would most probably hate me.
I razmišljao, on će me sigurno mrziti.
He will actually like that I am miserable and I don't have a possibility to change my tire.
On će stvari sigurno biti sretan što ja ne mogu da promijenim tu gumu.
So when this woman opened the door, our Mercedes 2010 owner screamed into his face, "You envious fool!"
Kada je taj jadni čovjek konačno otvorio vrata, ovaj naš vlasnik Mercedes 2010 je uzviknuo, jedna zavidna budala.
This is the car of my wife!
Ovo je auto moje žene.
Keep your jump, your jack. Your diesel or whatever, your jack, yes.
Zadrži tu svoj diesel.
I don't need you!
Ne trebaš.
Goodbye! So this is what happens very often in the association of Hare Krishnas in Sarajevo.
I to je ono što se često dešava u društvu Bhakta u Sarajevu.
A little misunderstanding.
Malo nerazumijevanje.
Different opinions.
Različite uvjerenje.
Different perspectives.
Različite perspektive, pogled.
And all of a sudden, one mental thing, another mental thing, another mental thing, until we have two camps.
I onda se to, dogodi se to da imamo jedan mental, drugi mental, treći mental i odjednom imamo dvije grupe.
This is not the action of the devotees.
To nije ono što radi bhakti.
There's nothing to do with them.
To nema veze sa njima.
It's the action of false ego.
To je stvari djelovanja lažnog ega.
It has absolutely nothing to do with these good-hearted transcendental Vaishnavas of Sarajevo who are very advanced souls.
To nema nikakve veze sa tim čistim Vaishnavama iz Sarajeva koji su stvari jako napredne duše.
It's only the lažnija.
To je samo lažnija.
And this false ego works in such a way that in the face of so many things which we have in common, we pick out that one thing which we do not have in common, where we have two different perspectives, and we blow it up as if it is as our whole world.
I onda dovodi se to da pored svih mogućih zajedničkih stvari koje imamo, mi izaberemo tu samo jednu malu stvar koju se razlikujemo u nekom pogledu i onda to sve eksplodira kao da je u pitanju čitav svijet.
I have seen this when I visited a huge Hare Krishna community in America.
Ovo sam isto vidio kada sam bio u jednoj velikoj Hare Krishna zajednici u Americi.
The whole community was almost splitting apart on the issue of the belly button. Belly button is this.
Čitava zajednica se skoro raspadala samo zbog pitanja jednog pupka.
One group of devotees, Matajis, thought it is good if the Zari is underneath the belly button. So that the belly button is clearly visible to those who wish to see it.
Jedna grupa Matiži se razmišljala kako je jako dobro da stari bude ispod pupka, kako bi on bio jako dobro vidi za onih koji žele da ga vide.
Another group thought this is totally unchaste. The Zari must be above the belly button.
Druga grupa Mataji se razmišljala, to je u potpunosti nečestito. Sari mora da bude preko pupka.
I think you can easily understand the group of Matajis who thought the belly button should be clearly visible where the young teenage girls.
Mislim da možete pretpostaviti da je grupa Matajis koji su razmišljala da bi pupak trebao da bude vidljiv je bila grupa mladih Matajis, teenagerki.
Whereas the other group who thought the belly button should be covered chastely, where the little elderly Matajis, whose belly was also a little bit more.
Postaviti da je grupa Matajis koje su htjela da je pupak bude ispod carja, to su bile starije Matajis čije su stomaci bili onako malo puni.
And soon the highly elevated souls took parts in this, sides in this discussion.
I uskoro su uzvišene duše uzela neke strane u ovoj diskusiji.
And the local radio also wanted to get my opinion on this very important question.
I onda je uskoro lokalni radio htio da čuje moje mišljenje o ovom problemu.
And I absolutely have no opinion on this question.
Onda sam ja rekao, ja apsolutno nemam nikakvo mišljenje o ovom.
I'm totally incompetent.
Ja sam u potpunosti nekompetentno da odgovorim.
I really think the question is not the belly button, but the age of Kali.
Zaista mislim kako uopšte nije u pitanju pupak, nego u pitanju doba Kali.
We eat the same food.
Jedemo istu hranu.
We chant the same mantras.
Mantramo iste mantre.
He followed generally the same philosophy.
Generalno slijedimo istu filozofiju.
We come to this. We even have the same spirit of Guru Srila Prabhupada.
Čak imamo istog duhovnog učitelja Srila Prabhupada.
We have so many things in common.
Imamo tako puno stvari koje su nam zajedničke.
Maybe there's a difference of opinion on the belly button issue.
Možda postoji različita mišljenja oko pitanja pupka.
It's a very small issue.
O, to je tako mali problem.
It has a lot to do with personal taste.
To puno toga se tiče ličnog ukusa.
Yes. It is the action of Kali.
To je djelovanje Kali.
Kali will find reasons why different people can fight with each other.
Kali će naći razloga zašto se različiti ljudi mogu svađati.
Kali either finds political reasons.
Kali nađe ili neke političke razloge.
Or belly button reasons.
Ili neke razloge povezane sa pupkom.
Pupkom. Pupkom. So then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would see that devotees would start to disagree and begin to make parties and start to develop negative feelings towards each other. He did something very intelligent or very human, I would say, which I have presented often before, but which I would also like to present in Sarajevo.
I kada bi šlo Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur vidio kako se bhakte svađaju ili zauzimaju neke različite strane, onda bi on i počeo da razvija neke negativne emocije jedni prema drugima. Onda bi im predložio da uradi nešto što je jako inteligentno i rekao bih čak i ljudski. I to sam puno puta sam prije pričao o tome i sad bih to danas želio da vam ispričam.
You can do this either in practice or directly as I say it, or you could do it in your mind also.
Ovo možete da učinite i onako praktično, a možete isto tako da uradite u svom umu.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would bring those two devotees who had different opinions together in his presence.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur bi doveo tu dvojicu bhakta koji bi imali različito mišljenje ispred sebe.
And he did an exercise with them which would help them to change their perspective.
I onda bi uradio sa njima jednu vježbu koja bi im pomogla da promijene svoju perspektivu.
An exercise which would help them to see what is in common, what they have in common.
Jednu vježbu koja bi im pomogla da vide šta imaju zajedničko.
He would request devotee A to say something which he could appreciate in devotee B.
On bi rekao Bhakti A da kaže nešto o Bhakti B što cijeni kod njega.
And then he would ask devotee B to do the same thing about devotee A. Say something good about devotee A.
I onda bi zamolio Bhakti B da kaže nešto lijepo o Bhakti A.
Devotee A would, for instance, start still very much disgruntled and emotionally upset to say, "Oh, I appreciate about devotee B that he sleeps in the temple."
I onda bi Bhakta A, koji bi bio još uvijek onako emotivno uznemiren, onda bi počeo sa nečim poput, ja cijenim kod Bhakti B to što on spava u hramu.
At the beginning, devotee B could also not find anything very good about devotee A, so he would most probably say, "I appreciate about devotee A." That he
wears a dhoti. I onda bi Bhakti A, koji isto tako ne bi mogao baš tako lako da nađe nešto dobro u Bhakti A, onda bi se nakon mučio, onda bi rekao, pa ja cijenim kod njega što nosi dhoti.
But the exercise would continue and continue until finally they would see a lot of things which are good.
I onda bi se ta vježba nastavljala dalje i dalje i onda bi došlo do toga kako bi vrlo mnogo stvari bih vidjeli dobrih jedan u drugom.
And they would see that the whole atmosphere would change.
И он даже приметил, как усечитывая атмосфера мнения.
You must know that you are in the mode of passion. You always see what differentiates, is the English word, what differentiates you from another person.
Когда се налазите у огонь страсти, onda ćete uvijek vidjeti šta vas to razlikuje od druge osobe.
But as you rise to the mode of goodness, you will see more what you have in common with another person.
Ali kako se budete uzdizali to gune vrline, vidjet ćete koliko puno stvari koje imate zajednički sa tom osobom.
Lord Krishna talks about this principle in the Bhagavad Gita when he says that the pandit who is in the mode of goodness and even higher sees with the same eye an elephant, a brahmana, a dog, and also the lowly dog eater.
Gospodin Krishna govori o ovome principu u Bhagavad Gita i kaže da pandit koji se nalazi u guni vrline ili čak više od toga, on jednakim očima vidi slona, sveca, psa ili čak onog niskog svejeca.
Isn't a true spiritual life all about that, to change one's perspective?
Zar nije tako da se istinski duhovni život svodi na to da promijenimo svoju perspektivu?
And there is no better practice field than changing one's perspective in relationship to the devotees.
I zar nije tako da ne postoji bolje polje za vježbu od vježbanja toga u društvu bhakta?
When Lord Krishna told Shrutadev that he had tried falsely to directly praise him and approach him directly, and he had forgotten the devotees, Shrutadev was very grateful.
I kada je Krishna rekao Shrutadevu da je pogrešno pokušao da ga direktno slavi, zaboravljajući na njegove bhakte, Shrutadev mu je bio jako zahvalan.
He began to worship the sadhus and wash their feet.
Počeo je da on požela ove sadhuje da im pere njihova stopa.
And he felt how Krishna became so very much pleased with him.
I osjetio je kako je Krishna postao jako zadovoljan sa njim.
So this was the first section of my little presentation. It was called instruction.
Ovo je bio prvi dio moje prezentacije koji se zvao instrukcija.
Please try to apply what you have heard in your daily life, and you will see that the atmosphere in Sarajevo amongst the devotees will become so pleasant.
I molim vas da pokušate da primijenite ovo što ste čuli u svom svakodnevnom životu i onda ćete primijetiti kako se čitava atmosfera u Sarajevu na životu na mijenju.
But don't ask, how can I get right? How can I be respected? How can I
molim vas, nemojte više pitati kako ja mogu dobiti poštovanje, kako moja prava mogu biti zadovoljena, kako ja mogu.
Ja.
Pokušajte da vidite šta je potrebno ovom bhakti.
And give that to the devotee.
I dajte to tom bhakti.
And you will see the whole atmosphere will be Vaikuntha Dham.
I vidjet ćete kako će cijela atmosfera postati Vaikuntha Dham.
And when you see that something develops in your brain, like in our Mercedes 2010 story.
I kada vidite da se u vašem mozgu razvija nešto poput onoga što se razvio u mozgu ovog našeg vlasnika Mercedesa.
Try to clarify it.
Pokušajte da to razjasnite.
I have spoken with the temple president who told me whenever he sees that between two devotees, the Kali starts to make a problem, he just politely requests the devotee, why don't we have a little talk in our office and see how we can clarify this.
I razgovarao sam sa jednim predsjednikom hrama koji mi ispričao da kada god vidi da se neka dvojica bhakta između njih Kali počne da pravi neke probleme, da ih onda zove, zašto ne bismo razgovarali i razjasnili stvari u mojoj kancelariji.
He didn't give Kali, in other words, a chance.
Jer drugim riječima nije dao šansu uopšte Kali.
Right, this was my first point. Now I would like to go to my second point. Can you still listen or do you need a little pause? Is the air alright for you? Not too hot? Good. I would like to now share with you something which is in the last half a year, which is a realization which I have personally made and which I feel is very relevant to devotees.
Sada bih želio da podijelim sa vama jednu realizaciju o kojoj ja puno razmišljam u posljednjih pola godine i za koje mislim da je jako relevantna za bhakte.
I first heard about this from Bhaktitirtha Maharaj.
O tome sam prvi put čuo od Bhaktitirtha Maharaja.
We were at that time walking through the forest and discussing with each other.
U to vrijeme smo hodali kroz jednu šumu i razgovarali.
And he told me something which in his observation became shocked him more and more.
I on je rekao da je to jedna njegova nešto što on primijetio i što ga je sve više i više šokirao.
And he told me that he had observed that so many devotees are not really satisfied or grounded in their lives.
On je primijetio kako dosta bhakta nije zadovoljno i nisu utemeljeni u svom duhovnom životu.
Those who know him and also his disciples know that our Maharaj really gave a lot of attention to this point, to somehow see that the devotees would be emotionally fulfilled in all of this.
I oni koji ga znaju, pogotovo njegove učenice, znaju da je Maharaj posvetio tako puno pažnje ovoj pojenti da bhakta moraju biti emotivno ispunjeni.
And then he told me that also he had observed this phenomena in the lives of older devotees.
I onda mi je rekao da je taj isti fenomen posmatrao i kod starijih bhakta.
And as we were walking, we were passing by a tree.
I dok smo hodali, prošli smo pored jednog drveta.
It was a very big tree with a lot of leaves.
I to je bilo jedno jako veliko drvo sa puno cvijeća.
It had a huge, what you call in English, a tree crown.
Imalo je jako veliku krošnju.
Krošnju? And he said, do you know, Maharaj, why this tree is able to sustain such a big tree crown?
Onda me je pitao, da li znaš, Maharaj, zašto je ovo drvo u stanju da iznese ovoliku krošnju?
And I didn't know what it was in his mind exactly, so, because I always say the wrong things. I say, no, I don't know, you please tell me.
I onda pošto nisam znao šta se nalazi u njegovom umu i što uvijek kaže nešto pogrešno, rekao sam ne, molim te, reci mi.
And he said the reason is that this tree has grown very deep roots.
I onda je mi rekao, razlog je taj što ovo drvo ima jako veliko, duboko korijenje.
In this way he can really carry such a huge tree crown.
I zbog toga on može da nosi ovako veliku krošnju.
So, then I thought about this for half a year.
I onda sam razmišljao o ovome narednih pola godine.
As you know, I am a little slow in my thinking.
Kao što znate, ja sam malo spor i razmišljao.
And after half a year, I understood something very profound.
I nakon pola godine sam shvatio nešto jako duboko.
As a devotee is like a tree.
Bhakta je poput drveta.
He grows in years.
Kroz godine on raste.
Also in experiences.
Isto tako i njegovo iskustvo.
And as he grows, he develops things like recognition.
I kako raste, razvijaju se stvari kao što su prepoznavanje.
Sometimes service titles.
On nekad dobija neke titule u službi.
In the beginning he was the toilet cleaner.
U početku je čistio toalet.
But now he is the bread maker.
Ali sada pravi hljeb.
It's more prestigious.
To je nešto što nudi više prestiža.
And he may get first initiation, that's the title.
On može dobiti prvu inicijaciju, to je jedna titula.
And one day he may surprise us, he will say, yes, I'm Brahmana.
I jedna kamera nas može čak iznenati i reći, da, ja sam Brahmana.
Hopefully, he is a Brahmana, I always say.
Nadamo se da je Brahmana, uvijek tako kažem.
And then he will be a sannyasi.
I on će postati sannyasi.
Or a GBC.
Ili GBC.
Or a deputy GBC.
Ili glavni GBC.
That's
quite
easy to...
Zami GBC.
That's quite easy to become.
To je jako lako da se postane.
He is a servant leader.
On je sluga lider.
He is a harmonium player.
On svira harmoniju.
We grow.
Rastemo.
Not only does our stomach grow, our hair, our visible titles grow.
I ne samo da nam raste stomak ili kosa. Naše te vidljive titule isto tako rastu.
But if we do not grow our roots, these positions can become a problem.
Ali ako ne razvijamo svoje korijene, ove pozicije nam mogu postati problem.
They can actually create an imbalance in our life and be the cause of our fall down.
Oni mogu da kreiraju jedan debalans u našem životu i mogu da uzrokuju pad.
If as we grow through our life and mature, our deep roots are not becoming, our roots are not becoming deeper, then we might come in a dangerous position.
Ali ako dok rastemo i dok sazrijevamo, naše korijene isto tako ne rastu, ne postaju dublje, to može postati jako opasno.
I think it's a simple point and our botanical example can help us to understand it very easily.
Mislim da je ovo jako bitna poenta i da nam ovaj botanički primjer može jako lijepo dočarati ovu sliku.
But what is not so simple is to mature in spiritual life or grow our roots.
Ali ono što nije lako je to da sazrijemo u svom duhovnom životu, odnosno da razvijemo to korijenje.
One reason why this is not so simple is because others can't see.
Jedan razlog zašto je to toliko teško je to što drugi to ne mogu vidjeti.
We can impress others, even our partners and friends, by our external activities, by our external titles, by the fact that we are now married and have a child, or a car, or a Mercedes 2010.
Mi možemo impresionirati svoje prijatelje ili čak svoje partnere sa tim šta smo postigli, ili recimo da smo sada imamo ženu i dijete, ili da imamo auto, ili neki Mercedes 2010.
Maybe we can even impress our false egos by this.
Možda čak možemo impresionirati svoj lažni ego s tim.
We can. But who will see the roots?
Ali ko može vidjeti korijenje?
Who will praise me for my roots?
Ko će me slaviti zbog mog korijenja?
They are under the earth. They are not visible to others.
Ona se nalazi ispod zemlje, ona nije vidljiva drugima.
No one sees how well you chant.
Niko ne vidi koliko dobro mantraš.
You sometimes cry for Krishna.
Niko ne vidi ako ponekad plačeš za Krishna.
No one sees if you offer your offering with love and devotion.
Niko ne vidi ako nudiš nešto sa ljubavi i devocijom.
No one sees if you space out when you chant your Gayatri mantra or not.
Niko ne vidi da li si odsutan dok mantraš svoj Gayatri mantra ili ne.
We have no ISKCON police.
Nemamo nikakvu policiju u ISKCON.
KGB.
KGB.
Although some try to take this position sometimes.
Iako neki ponekad pokušavaju da uzmu tu poziciju.
But it doesn't work.
On to ne znači.
No one sees three things except for Krishna and your guru.
Niko ne vidi te stvari osim Krishne i vašeg guru.
But the guru will sometimes not say when your deep, when your roots are not deep, because he fears that you will explode like an atomic bomb.
Ali guru to nekad ti ne govori zato što vidi da kada vidi da ti korijenje nije duboko, zato što vidi da ako ti to kaže da ćeš eksplodirati kao atomska bomba.
If you wish to grow your roots deep, you have to understand that you have to improve on your relationship with Krishna.
I Guru vidi da ako želiš da produbiš svoje korijenje, moraš da unaprijediš svoj odnos sa Krišnom.
You have to know that in your life you want the mercy of Krishna.
Moraš znati da u svom životu ti je potrebna milost Krišne.
I want to ask the devotees now a very difficult question.
Sada želim baktama postaviti jedno jako teško pitanje.
And for this question I will not take the hands of the young devotees first, who will have an answer usually for everything.
Da bi odgovor na ovo pitanje, neću odgovarati na ruke koje će podići mladi bakti koji uvijek imaju odgovor na sve.
I will first look if there are the hands of some older devotees.
Prvo ću potražiti ruke nekih starijih bakta.
Listen to the question.
Poslušajte pitanje.
When do you know that the Lord has given you mercy?
Kada znaš da ti je Krishna dao milost?
By what signs do you know this?
Po kojim znakom da to vidiš?
Let me ask you a first time question. Is the question clear?
Je li jasno ovo pitanje?
No one says da, so I have to put it a little bit more clearer.
Niko mi odgovorio sada, tako ću morati malo da to jasnije kaže.
Usually we understand something by its symptoms.
Obično nešto možemo da prepoznamo po njegovim simptomima.
For instance, when we understand a brahmachari by his saffron dress, like our Mahajwala has a saffron dress, and your good name? Srivas Pandit Prabhu. We understand this is most probably a brahmachari. He's dressed at least like one.
Kada vidimo brahmacharya, mi onda vidimo po njegovoj odjeći boje šafrana, kao što naš Mahatmala i Srivas Pandit Prabhu imaju ovu odjeću boje šafrana, onda možemo da vidimo ovo jedan brahmacharya, makar bi trebao da bude.
A married woman, we understand by the dot between the, is it true? You have to have a dot. Yeah. Red or black or red, yes. Red dot must be here. Then we understand. She's married, most probably. Because some might do it for fashion also, but no.
I kada vidimo Mataji koja ima crvenu tačku između obrva, onda možemo da shvatimo da je ona udata.
We understand a happy person usually by that he laughs at least sometimes.
Ako vidimo sretnu osobu, možemo je prepoznati po tome što se ona smije, makar ponekad.
The symptom of a rich person is that he can spend money when he needs to spend money.
A simptom bogate osobe je da on može potrošiti novac kad mu je to potrebno.
What is a symptom of someone who has gotten the mercy of Krishna?
Koji je simptom osobe koja je dobila Krišnu milost?
How can you tell?
Kako možete reći?
Again, the young devotees always immediately say, we will now go to, firstly we go to our brahmanas.
Opet mlađi bhakti uvijek prvi dignu ruke, ali prvo ćemo da krenemo od naših brahmana.
I know that when someone puts a question like this on me, I always go like,
znam, kad meni ovako postavi neko direktno pitanje, onda bi je pomislilo, ne znam na to.
Please don't worry, I sometimes preach a little intense, I know, but any idea?
Molim vas, nemojte se brinuti, ja znam da ponekad malo intenzivno propovjedam, ali ne brinite.
Daksha Brahmana. Ovdje points to Adita Rupaka Brahmana. Okay. The devotee who has gotten Krishna's mercy is very satisfied.
Bhakta koji je dobio Krishnu milost je jako zadovoljen.
Onda milost dolazi u tom obliku da dobijemo određene sposobnosti kako možemo da radimo tu službu za Krishnu.
Yes, to become deep means to understand this.
Postati dubok znači razumjeti ovo.
One very nice older devotee wrote me. I was smiling about the letter. It was a devotee who was finally successful to make her dream career through.
Jedan stariji bhakta mi je napisao pismo i onda sam se smiješnio na tim pismom gdje ona u stvari govori kako je konačno ostvarila svoj san, svoje karijere.
And in her letter she actually expressed the same thing which she expressed to me when she became a devotee.
I tada mi je izrazila istu stvar kao što se izrazila kada je postala bhakta.
I don't care for my dream career any longer.
Više me nije briga za moju karijeru i snova.
Ja volim Krishna.
Ja volim Krishna.
Yeah, this is more important than anything.
To je važnije.
My spiritual life, and I thought this devotee has gotten the mercy of Krishna.
To je važnije od bilo čega. I onda sam razmišljao, ovaj bhakta je dobio Krishnu milost.
She understands, but most people in this world just cannot understand that devotional service is important.
Ona razumije nešto što većina ljudi u ovome svijetu ne može da shvati, a to je da je Krishna, da je moj duhovni život je najbitniji.
What has happened with this devotee?
Šta se desilo sa ovim baktom?
Krishna has entered her rebellious heart.
Krishna je ušao u njeno pobunjeničko srce.
Yes, and has given some sense. Some good sense in this heart, some good spiritual understanding. This is mercy of Krishna.
I on je dao neki smisao, dao je dobro duhovno razumijevanje u srcu i to je Krishna.
Another thing which is necessary to, so the first point which is necessary to become deep is to deeply appreciate Krishna consciousness.
I prva stvar koju trebamo da uradimo ako želimo da postanemo duboki je da jako cijenimo svjesnost Krišne.
And then to become more deeper and grow and this no one will see except for you and Krishna.
I onda da rastete, da postanete dublji i to neće vidjeti niko osim vas i Krišne.
The next thing which is necessary to grow your roots deeper into the earth is how do you say this? You must hear regularly about Krishna.
I sljedeća stvar koja je neophodna kako bi vaše korijenje raslo dublje u zemlju je da morate redovno da slušate o Krishni.
But more than just hearing about Krishna, you must think about it. Manaha it's called, or deep reflection.
I ne samo da morate slušati o njemu, nego morate i misliti na njega. To se zove manaha ili duboko razmišljanje.
I always show this to the devotees. When you just here, then it goes in one ear and out the other ear.
Ja uvijek dajem ovaj primjer baktama da ako vam samo to uđe na jedno uho, izađe na drugo.
Ali, if you start to reflect, it's almost your reflection becomes a block and then it goes like, yip, and it can't go further because you hold the thought and it goes deep into your slits in your heart.
Ali ako počnemo da duboko razmišljamo, to je nešto poput nekog bloka koji ovako izgleda i kada vam uđe na jedno uho, onda taj blok to zaustavi i onda to ide duboko u vaše srce.
Da. Manaha, reflecting. I personally think in our Hare Krishna movement we are good in hearing, but reflecting, oops. Malo
ja sam lično uvjeren da u našem Hare Krishna pokretu da smo mi jako dobri u slušanju, ali u razmišljanju to nam je puno malo teško.
Yeah. Imagine if every one of us would start tomorrow to reflect on the first philosophical point of Krishna consciousness, that I am not the body and the mind, what will happen with this movement?
Zamislite kada bi svako od nas sutra počeo da duboko razmišlja o osnovnoj, bazičnoj pojenti filozofije svjesnosti Krišne, da ja nisam ovo tijelo i ovaj um. Zamislite šta bi se desilo.
We would have an entirely different movement of self-realized souls the day after tomorrow.
Imali bismo potpuno drugačiji pokret sa samospoznatim dušama odmah dan poslije sutra.
So, manaha, reflecting. And then comes a point which I was hinting at yesterday, that is applying something which you have heard new.
A onda dolazi pojenta na koju sam nagovijestio juče, a to je primjena onoga što smo čuli.
My dear Dionysus, you will be able to tolerate this one more point. Dionysus is the most philosophical devotee of all of us. How exciting our lives could become.
Kako bi mogli naši životi postati uzbudljivi?
How absolutely adventurous.
Kako bi postali prepuni avanture?
If we would hear a point and then say, I will apply this point in my life. Juhu.
Kada bismo čuli neku pointu i onda rekli, ja ću primijeniti ovu pointu u svom životu.
The point is, we are unfortunately people who are often ruled by our fears.
Pointa je ta da smo mi osobe koje su vrlo često upravljane od strane naših strahova.
And do you know the trick of bhaya, the trick of the fear?
I znate li trik koji radi bhaya ili strah?
The fear will tell you, whenever you make a change, that's dangerous. Be afraid. Just don't make a change. It could go wrong.
Strah je takav da će vam reći, kada god budete pokušali da napravite neku promjenu, da se trebate bojati. To je promjena i može da krene po zlu. Boj se sada.
It has been seen that people who are in absolute miserable circumstances, who suffer like dogs on the streets of Sarajevo in the midnight in December 12th, when it's so cold here.
Znači, ne, patit ćeš kao osobe koje pati poput pasa na ulicama Sarajeva u decembru kada je jako hladno u ponoć.
Yeah, yes, it was an illustration. Nityananda Kari has decided it was not so important for the point. But when you suggest them to change something, they are afraid. They are, no. I will keep things the way I have them. Yeah.
Ljudi mogu tako patiti, ali kada im predložite da se malo promijeni, on će reći, ne, ja želim da zadržim ovo ovako.
Yes. Change is, however, the principle of life.
Ali promjena sama je glavni princip života.
Of course, in our lives we must keep things continuously. There are things which are not to be changed.
Naravno da u našim životima postoje stvari koje se ne smiju mijenjati, koje se ne mogu mijenjati, koje mora održati određeni kontinuitet.
For instance, marriage partners of the vegetarian diet.
Na primjer, bračni partner ili vegetarijanska ishrana.
Our spiritual practices.
Ili naše duhovne prakse.
But as far as living, we can introduce every week something new.
Ali što se tiče samog života, mi možemo tu da svake sedmice unosimo neke promjene.
I always say to devotees who look bored and who are boring.
Uvijek bhaktama koji izgledaju dosadno i koji su dosadni, uvijek im kažem,
In one week, think one thought which you have never thought before.
U svake sedmice pomisli neku misao koju nikad nisi prije razmišljao.
Say something which you have never said before.
Reci nešto što nisi nikada prije rekao.
Or do something which you have never done before.
Ili radi nešto što nisi nikada prije radio.
Which makes sense in Krishna consciousness.
Nešto što ima smisla u svjesnosti Krišne.
And you will see your whole life will go into a new dimension.
I vidjet ćeš kako će čitav tvoj život dobiti jednu novu dimenziju.
That's why we have a spiritual master. He can always give us a new challenge.
I to je razlog zbog kojeg imamo duhovnog učitelja. On nam uvijek može dati novi izazov.
If we want, he can help us to set the border a little bit further.
Ako želimo, on nam može pomoći da svoje granice pomjerimo malo dalje.
Prabhupada would always do this with us.
Prabhupada je nama to uvijek radio.
Whenever you would meet him, he would, and now we do this. All right. And now we do that.
Kad god bismo ga sreli, on bi rekao, sad ćemo da radimo ovo, i sljedeći put, hajmo sada ovo.
And this way we could grow always.
I na ovaj način smo uvijek mogli da rastemo.
Yes. Let me see if there's something else. How did you like the definition of Lord Krishna, how you can know if you got his mercy?
Kako vam se svidjela ova definicija koju daje gospodin Krišna? Kako možete znati da ste dobili njegovu milost?
A? Super. Good. Super. Yes, it's super. When you are given the right to render various kinds of services.
Kada ste dobili pravo da služite na razne načine.
Juhu! I would like to end my presentation today with giving a few informations.
Želio bih završiti moju današnju prezentaciju dajući vam nekoliko informacija.
This is now a little advertisement.
Ovo je sada mala reklama.
It's actually forbidden to do this.
U stvari je ovo zabranjeno raditi.
But I started this new habit in the in the Mayapochandamaya Mandir and it worked. It's all right. We have published a new book. It's called The Gayatri Book.
Izdali smo novu knjigu koja se zove Gayatri knjiga.
It's it is not only for Brahman initiated disciples or devotees.
Ona nije namijenjena samo baktama koji su brahmanski inicirani.
But it is actually written with the mood to bring us and to guide us towards the qualification to chant these ecstatic Gayatri mantras which will reveal Lord Krishna and his pastimes in the heart of the chanter.
Ona je namijenjena svim baktama koji i namijenjena je tome da nas dovede do tog nivoa gdje ćemo moći da mantramo te Gayatri mantre i da gdje bi nam se Krišna i njegove zabave razotkrile u našem srcu.
Please read it.
Molim vas, pročitajte.
Another information is please all go in your life one time to Shrida Mayapur.
I druga stvar je, molim vas, svi otiđite u Mayapur jednom u vašem životu.
Since the Panchatattva deities have become installed on the side altar in a huge form, there is so much mercy in Mayapur.
Otkako su Panchatattva božanstva instalirana u svojim velikim formama, tamo je prisutno tako puno milosti.
Lord Gauranga has his arms up like this, which means he's ready to embrace the whole world, including you.
Gospodinu Gorangi su visoko uzdignute ruke, što znači da je on spreman da zagrli čitav svijet, pa čak i tebe.
When you are embraced by the Lord, there's nothing else to be desired in this life.
Kada vas zagrli gospodin, ne postoji više ništa drugo što biste mogli željeti u ovom životu.
Once Ramachandra felt so grateful to Hanuman that he said, Hanuman, I'm prepared to give you everything. What do you wish from me?
Kada je gospodin Ramachandra rekao Hanumanu, bio jako zadovoljan sa njim, rekao je, molim te Hanuman, reci šta god želiš da ti dam, daću ti.
When Hanuman heard this, he cried with eagerness.
I kada je Hanuman ovo čuo, on je počeo da plače sa velikom željom.
My Lord, I wish. I need so much what I wish. I wish your loving embrace.
I da sam rekao, onda je on rekao, o moj gospodine, ja tako želim i tako mi je potrebno to što želim. Ja želim tvoj zagrljaj.
So, please run to Mayapur.
I zato molim vas, trčite u Mayapur.
Lord is there.
Gospodin je tamo.
We came this Mayapur festival for the first time to Shida Mayapur and it was maybe my strongest spiritual experience in this and the 100 lifetimes before this lifetime.
I kada smo ove godine došli po prvi put u Mayapur na festival, tada sam doživio možda najjače duhovno iskustvo koje sam imao u ovom životu, možda i stotinu prethodnih.
It's very difficult to describe what happens spiritually as you come close to this wonderful Panchatattva deities with Lord Gauranga.
Jako je teško opisati kakvo duhovno iskustvo se događa kada se približavate ovim prekrasnim božanstvima Panchatattve.
But it is as you enter waves of mercy.
Isto je kao da ulazite u talase milosti.
I remember I was once in Jerusalem and I was going to this veiling wall. Do you know the veiling wall?
Zid plača. Sjećam se jednom kada sam bio u Jeruzalemu i onda sam tada išao do zida plača.
there all the people come and wail, ooh, 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 the world is so bad.
Tamo svi ljudi dolaze i tuguju, onako plače, o, svijet je tako tužan.
Politics impossible. Ooh.
Politika je nemoguća.
Yeah, and my wife has left me. Ooh.
I žena me je ostavila.
And the children, the young men and women are not what they used to be in our times.
I mladi ljudi nisu kao što su nekad bili u moje vrijeme.
And also a very serious thing. Why, God, if you are there, how do, can you tolerate this injustice which goes on in the world?
I jako ozbiljne stvari, kao kako Bog može da dopušta ovakvu nepravdu da se događa u svijetu.
Yes. So my doctor warned me, because I was in Jerusalem when I had to go to the Dead Sea, because again I was half dead.
I moj doktor me upozorio, pošto sam tamo trebao da idem i trebao sam da idem na mrtvo more, zato što sam bio opet polumrtav.
It happens often in Sachinanand Swami's life. I always go over my granitas, yes.
To se često dešava u životu sa Sachinananda Swamija, uvijek idem preko svojih granica.
He said that don't go to the wailing wall. There is so much frustration around this wailing wall.
I on mi je rekao, nemoj slučajno da ideš na taj zid plača, jer ima tako puno frustracije koja je oko tog zida.
But I thought, if you are in Jerusalem once in your life, you have to go to the wailing wall.
Ali sam razmišljao, ako si jednom u životu u Jeruzalemu, moraš da odeš do zida plača.
So I remember already 10 meters before the wall, I had to swim through the ocean of frustration. It was really intense. There was such an Nityananda Kari, you could almost feel the atmosphere of frustration and wailing.
I sjećam se, već 10 metara prije ovoga zida, mogao sam gotovo da plivam kroz to more.
Yes, plivam, yes.
Kroz more te frustracije, to je bilo jako intenzivno.
Jako intenzivno. Now, when I went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
a kada sam otišao do Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
I didn't have to swim in the ocean of bliss.
Nisam trebao da plivam u okeanu blaženstva.
It just seemed as if a current of mercy was coming from the deity and sweeping us and pulling us to the deity.
Izgledalo je kao da je ta struja milosti došla do nas i sviju nas pokupila, približavajući nas božanstvima.
Because in this age Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful Lord.
Jer u ovom dobu gospodin Chaitanya je najmilostiviji gospodin.
So please go and make your life perfect. Go to Mayapur once in this life.
I zato molim vas, idite svi u Mayapur jednom u ovom životu.
Mayapur festival is the best, because then the kirtans are jako intenzivno.
Mayapurski festival je najbolji zato što su tada kirtani jako intenzivni.
Hare Krishna. Yes, I have come to the end of my presentation.
Došao sam do kraja moje prezentacije.
I hope there was something for you.
Nadam se da je u njoj bilo nešto za vas.
I would be very glad if all of you can give us your sacred association this evening for our program at 6 o'clock we start. Yes, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I bio bih jako sretan ako biste vi svi mogli da nam pružite vaše sveto društvo večeras na programu u 6 sati.
I know that several of you wish to speak to me. Please arrange this through Sundarananda, who is there.
Znam da bi neki od vas željeli da razgovaraju sa mnom, zato vas molim da to sredite sa Sundarananda Prabhuom.
He is my manager for speaking. Yes.
On je moj menadžer za razgovore.
The Sarajevo devotees are busy to arrange the programs. So, I mean, they should concentrate on this.
Bhakti i Sarajeva su jako zauzeti u aranžiranju ovih programa, on bi se trebali koncentrisati na to.
I wish to thank you very, very much. I'm very glad to be in your association. I think you can see it in my happy face.
I želim vam se puno zahvaliti. Ja sam jako sretan što se nalazim u vašem društvu i mislim da to možete vidjeti po mom sretnom licu.
Remember the Mercedes 2010 story, please.
I molim vas, sjećajte se priče o Mercedesu 2010.
The story, not the Mercedes.
Yeah. Sjećajte se priče, ne Mercedes.
Now let me see if you have some questions. I will answer as brief as I can.
Sada molim vas, ako imate nekih pitanja, i pokušat ću da vam odgovorim što je kraće moguće.
Damoda Prema. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And many times we have experienced also other visiting spiritual masters, so many material instructions, so much mercy we get from this. But then I feel that we don't take advantage of this. Very often we don't take advantage of it. We hear these instructions. It seems that application very often is missing. So can you maybe give us some ideas how to improve our application of these instructions?
Could you steal that?
I'll trust it. Rekao sam o tome da smo dobili mnogo nekakve instrukcije tokom ovog predavanja i da jednostavno također prethodnih drugog učitelja koji su nas posjećivali također dobivamo toliko puno nekakve instrukcija, ali da veoma često ne koristimo, odnosno ne iskoristimo sve te instrukcije u našem drugom životu. I pitao sam ga da nam da neke primjere kako da možemo bolje primijeniti instrukcije koje čujemo.
Once Baladev Vidyabhushana gave a definition.
Thank you, Manakini.
I'm so blind, please excuse me. A definition what means Krishna consciousness.
Jednom je Baladev Vidyabhushan dao definiciju šta znači svjesnost Krišne.
Then he said thirst.
On je rekao žeđ.
I think the point is brilliant. We may have a very nice Kishori fruit juice, a mixture of grapes and orange and brown sugar, but if we have no thirst, we will not even touch it.
I mislim da je ova poenta predivna. Ako imamo predivan sok koji je napravila Kishori umješavani grejpfruta, naranđe i smeđeg šećera, a nemamo žeć, nećemo moći uživati u tome.
Have you ever drunken a Kishori fruit juice, Damodar Prema?
Damodar Prema, jesi li ikada pio ovaj sok koji pravi Kishori?
It is most probably the recipe comes from Vrinda Devi in Goloka Vrindavan, most probably.
Najvjerovatnije ovaj recept za taj sok dolazi direktno od Vrinda Devi iz Vrindavana.
Yes. She's anyways, we don't talk about preparations here. But there is also another definition.
Ali tu postoji još jedna definicija.
At this moment I must admit to you, Damodar Prema, I'm very thirsty.
I u ovom trenutku moram ti, Damodar Prema, priznati da sam jako žedan.
I have my thermos.
Imam svoju termosku.
This thermos went with me to mountain Kailash. It's a very good thermos.
I ova termoska je išla zajedno sa mnom na planinu Kailash i to je jako dobra termoska.
It's one third is full of it.
Unutra ima jedna trećina tečnosti.
Everything is very good, auspicious for drinking.
Sve je jako povoljno za pijenje.
I have thirst.
Žedan sam.
I have water.
Imam vodu.
just like you have described the situation of the ordinary of the devotee. So many good instructions are there.
Kao što si ti opisao situaciju bhakti, ima tako puno dobrih instrukcija.
And I'm sure in Sarajevo, I know the devotees are extremely good-hearted. I think they also want to hear.
I znam da su bhakti ovdje u Sarajevu jako dobrog srca i mislim da su oni željni toga da čuju.
But and here comes the difficulty. If the heart has holes, then all what we hear goes out.
Ali sada dolazi problem. Ako u srcu imamo rupe, sve ono što uđe u njega, sve će izaći.
Just imagine, Damodar, I have a cup with holes.
I zamisli samo, Damodar, sada ova moja šolja da ima rupe.
And then I put the water in there.
I sada sipam vodu u nju.
But if there are holes, my cup doesn't have holes by Krishna's arrangement, at least not yet.
Srećom Krišnin aranžmanom moja šolja nema rupe, makar za sada nema.
Then I can drink.
Onda mogu piti.
So the problem with our good hearts is there are so many holes in there.
Problem sa našim dobrim srcima je taj što imamo tako puno rupa u njima.
We may still be attached to material life.
Možda smo još uvijek vezani za materijalni život.
We may be envious of others.
Možda smo zavidni da druge.
Matsarya. We may be in illusion.
Možda smo u iluziji.
And then everything which goes in goes out again.
I onda sve što se nalazi u toj šolji lagano ponovo izlazi iz nje.
As you advance, you have to close the holes of your heart.
I kako napreduješ, moraš da začepiš te rupe u svom srcu.
Don't be lazy.
Nemoj biti lijen.
Don't think other no one sees my holes in the heart. It's a very private situation.
Nemoj misliti, niko to ne vidi, to je jako nešto privatno.
Krishna sees the holes of the heart.
Krishna vidi rupe u srcu.
And any normal devotee can see the holes.
I bilo koji normalan bhakta vidi te rupe.
It's very clearly visible.
To je jako dobro vidljivo.
Yeah. So we must not positive is to Lord Krishna tells the Brahma in the Chatur Shloka Shloki Bhagavatam, you must practice this path directly and indirectly.
I gospodin Krishna kaže gospodinu Brahmi u Chatur Shloki Shrimad Bhagavatama, ti moraš praktikovati ovaj proces direktno i indirektno.
Directly means you must hear about Krishna.
Direktno znači da moraš slušati o Krishni.
Like this morning we heard from the 86th chapter of the 10th canto how Lord Krishna so mercifully came to his devotees.
Kao što smo ovo jutro slušali iz 86. poglavlja 10. pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama, kako Krishna milostivo dolazi do svojih bhakta.
And then you must also hear about indirectly that about Krishna, that means you must hear about the obstacles which you have to overcome in order to become Krishna conscious.
A isto tako moramo slušati o njemu indirektno, a to je u stvari da slušamo o preprekama koje nas mogu spriječiti o tome da postanemo svjesni Krišne.
But Damodar Prema, I personally think you are the best devotee. There is, I feel not a great problem in your life.
Ali iskreno, Damodar Prema, moram ti reći, ti si najbolji bhakta. Ja mislim da nema nikakvog problema u tvom životu.
Not najbolji, the best. Sometimes we need just to grow a little in our life.
Ponekad je samo potrebno da malo odrastemo u svom životu.
Polako, polako, polako. And be patient.
I da budemo strpljivi.
Good trees take time to grow.
Dobrom drveću je potrebno vrijeme da narastu.
And Krishna very much helps a devotee who says to the Lord, "My Lord, I'm very imperfect. Oh, my Lord, I'm so slow. Oh, please. Za milost.
I Krishna jako pomaže Bhakti koji kaže, o moj gospodine, ja sam tako nesavršen, tako sam spor. Molim te, daj mi milost.
The waves of Lord Krishna's mercy come to the devotee who is humble.
I talasi Krishnine milosti dolaze do Bhakti koji je ponizan.
But Krishna is very near and can be easily realized by those humble souls who forever think of his qualities in their hearts.
Ali Krishna je tako blizu i uvijek je milostiv prema tim poniznim dušama koji uvijek misle na njega u svojim srcima.
Thank you very much, Damodar Prema. Any other question which we have at this moment? Yes, Prabhu. What is your good name?
Edin.
Edin? Edin. Yes, Edin. Yes, Edin. Reci.
Mogu da razumijem da duhovni učitelj daje svoju ljubav učeniku preko duhovnih uputstava i objašnjavanja. Ali čini mi se da se govori o još nekoj milosti osim toga i da nam kaže koja je to milost ako se na to ste svatko djela na svetu.
If I understood properly, there is a type of mercy that spiritual master is giving to his disciple through his instructions, and I understood that there is something more, some other mercy also present there
from the spiritual master.
Jel od duhovnog učitelja? Yes, from the spiritual master to the disciple, aside of giving instructions and the revealing knowledge, what is some other mercy also present?
Yes,
there?
Yes, there is, Irin, there is.
Da, da, postoji.
We can hear about this second form of mercy from the spiritual master in the meeting of Rupa Goswami with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
O ovoj drugoj vrsti milosti možemo da čujemo iz susreta
Sanatan Goswami.
Iz susreta Sanatan Goswamija i Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just finished instructing Sanatan Goswami.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je upravo završio sa davanjem instrukcija Sanatan Goswami.
It's possible to read these instructions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Chaitanya, I'm sorry.
I moguće je pročitati ova uputstva koja mu je dao u Chaitanya Charitamrita.
And then Sanatan Goswami did something very special.
I onda je Sanatan Goswami uradio nešto jako specijalno.
He thanked the Lord for his instructions, but then he begged for the second type of mercy.
On je zahvalio gospodinu na instrukcijama koje mu je dao, onda je molio za drugu vrstu milosti.
He said, and now after I have heard your instructions, I request you that all these instructions become realized in my heart.
On je rekao, sada kada sam čuo sve ove instrukcije koje si mi dao, sada tražim od tebe da omogućiš da te instrukcije postanu realizovane u mom srcu.
This is really another mercy of the spiritual master, that in our hearts we realize what he says. In other words, it becomes crystal clear and we develop a clear vision.
Ovo je ta druga milost koju dobijamo od duhovnog učitelja, da pored instrukcija koje nam je dao, da nam te instrukcije budu jasne, kristalno jasne.
When you meet realized devotees and you tell them you are so realized and wise, Prabhu, I can see this.
Kada sretnete bhakte koji su realizovani i kada im kažete, pa ti si takav, ja to mogu da jasno da vidim.
They will never agree. They will say, this is the mercy of my spiritual master. He has done something here and now it's clear to me.
Oni će ti uvijek reći, to nije istina, to je milost mog duhovnog učitelja, on je omogućio meni da vidim.
It is described that when I'm just reading in Briha Bhagavatamrita about Prahlad Maharaj, so I quote often, this is very present in my life at the moment, that Prahlad Maharaj, when he would look at people, and they would become very realized.
I trenutno čitam Brihat Bhagavatamritu o Prahlad Maharaj, tako da mi je to jako prisutno u životu. I tu je rečeno da kada bi Prahlad Maharaj samo pogledao nekoga, ta osoba bi odmah postala realizovana.
Let me really give you an example for this, because it in this we must clearly understand.
Dopusti mi, molim te, da ti dam jedan primjer, zato što ovo moramo jasno, vrlo precizno da shvatimo.
There is an interesting verse in the which Jiva Goswami quotes in the Bhakti Sandarbhas. It's about a man who all of a sudden feels very spiritually inclined, and he does not know what happened to him. What is the cause, in other words, of his brizo advancement?
Postoji jedan jako interesantan stih koji Jiva Goswami citira u Bhakti Sandarbi, i to se radi se o čovjeku koji odjednom shvati da je jako duhovno naklonjen i uopšte ne zna odakle mu to, šta mu se desilo.
So this man now wants to find out the cause. What happened to me? When and how?
I sada taj čovjek želi da nađe uzrok, šta mi se desilo, kada, kako?
He's ignorant.
On je u stvari neznanje.
He's really searching, why am I feeling so spiritual now?
I sada on pokušava da nađe, zašto se sada osjećam tako duhovno naklonjen.
And then he gives the answer. Listen very carefully.
I onda daje odgovor i slušajte vrlo pažljivo.
It must have been because this great devotee of Krishna passed by my house when I was cooking in my pot.
To mora biti zato što kada sam kuhao u svojoj kući, jedan veliki bhakta je prošao ispred moje kuće.
And he was chanting, and he was crying in ecstasy, and he was dancing.
I on je pjevao i plakao u ekstazi i plesao.
And now I also feel like this.
Sad se i ja isto tako osjećam.
So he is an ignorant man. He did not really think so much of progress in bhakti, therefore he asked this question, what happened to me?
To je čovjek koji je bio u neznanju, koji nije tako puno razmišljao o duhovnosti, koji je odjednom shvatio da ga to privlači.
This gives us, of course, the thing, you know, it in when you stay with devotees, and you must look, what example do they give? How do they live? That example, it's difficult to explain, but this example, right, will strike your heart. Strike means it will influence or.
Kada se nalazite u društvu bhakta, morate vidjeti na kakav način oni žive, kakav primjer postavljaju, i taj njihov primjer će dotaći vaše srce.
And when you have been good, I mean if you have pleased the devotees, this striking of the heart which comes, you know, your heart is stroken, you know, when our hearts are stroken, it happens when we fall the first time in love. Oops. Maladishko. You know, this also happens when we are good-hearted and see a devotee, then his example really strikes our heart, and this enters our heart in the form of realization.
I kada zadovoljite bhakte, kada vidite ih, njihov taj primjer, i kada taj primjer pogodi vaše srce, može se to uporediti kao kada se prvi put zaljubite i kada to pogodi istinski vaše srce, odjednom će ta realizacija da uđe u srce.
It is something which may be initiated by that devotee or may be initiated from Krishna through this devotee.
To se desilo ili pod uticajem tog bhakte ili od Krišne kroz tog bhaktu.
Mm-hmm. These two possible. Something goes in our heart.
Nešto se desi u našem srcu.
And this happens when we get the blessings of the devotee. He prays for us. Oh, my dear Krishna, this person is so slow. Please give him some move him. I can't move him so much. You have to move him a little bit, otherwise he just gets his roots on the street and the next car will drive over him.
I to se dešava kada dobijete blagoslove bakte, kada je taj bakta počne da se moli za vas. O moj gospodine Krišna, ovaj bakta je tako spor, ja ne mogu da ga pomjerim, molim te ti ga pomjeri. Inače on je pustio svoje korijenje na ulici i kada samo prođe auto pregazit će ga.
Oh, you may see the devotee and you may be very open and you will see, oh, what a good example. Well, I will also become like this in the future, polako.
I možda možete da vidite takvog baktu i onda da budete dotaknuti s njegovim primjerom i da kažete i ja ću biti ovakav nekad u budućnosti, polako ću doći do toga.
So the mercy of a great devotee are his instructions, but also the realization.
Dakle, milost uzvišenih bakta je njihova instrukcija, ali isto tako i realizacija.
Hare Krishna. Maja. No. Siam, don't say. Siam is your first. It starts with Siam. Siam Jivani. What? Oh, also, yes, Siamai. It's much better, yes. Siamai. I'm sorry, I thought it was a different name. Yes. The question is clear. Would you translate this, please?
Shama je pitala kako da izbjegnemo to kada imamo puno službe i u skladu s tim možda i dobijamo neke titule, ali da izbjegnemo da postanemo ponosni na to, znači da ne prestanemo biti aktivni u toj službi, da nastavimo i dalje da služimo, ali da zaobiđemo taj ponos.
I will give you an unexpected answer, Siamai.
Siamai, sada ću dati jedan neočekivani odgovor.
We all have heard answers like, you are always an instrument, don't consider yourself the doer, etc. Today I would like to give you a different answer.
Mi smo svi čuli odgovore poput onoga, ti si samo instrument, ti nisi onaj koji radi to. Ali danas bih vam želio dati jedan odgovor, nešto drugačiji.
I was thinking about this when we had this wonderful lecture of Rohini Sutaprabhu on Thursday.
O tome sam puno razmišljao kada smo u četvrtak imali lekciju sa Rohini Sutaprabhu.
Rohini Sutaprabhu has gone through some very, let me say, has gone through many changes in his life.
Rohini Sutaprabhu je prošao kroz mnoge promjene u svom životu.
Before that he had many titles.
Prije toga je imao mnoge titule.
GBC.
Bio je GBC.
Guru, initiating guru.
Inicirajući guru.
Brahmachari on the way to sannyas.
Brahmachari na putu za sannyasija.
Many titles.
Mnoge titule.
So a question came to both of us. We were both giving the lecture and the question was, how have you remained enthusiastic in your lives, Rohini Sutaprabhu and Sachinandan Swami?
I mi smo zajedno davali lekciju i onda su nam postavili pitanje oba dvojici, šta je omogućilo oba dvojici da ostanete entuzijastični u vašem duhovnom životu.
And he gave a very, very honest and deep answer to this question.
I onda je on dao jedan jako iskren i dubok odgovor na ovo pitanje.
He said, when I was young I thought these titles are very important.
Kada sam bio mlađi, razmišljao sam kako su te titule jako važne.
Now I know it's a lot of work.
Sada znam da to znači puno rada.
And what stuck to me, he said, I just want to serve.
I ono što mi je ostalo od toga je da je rekao, ja samo želim da služim.
I can even do it better now.
To sada mogu čak i bolje da radim.
This was his realization. You know Rohini Sudha Prabhu, he is very direct and very, just a wonderful person, very honest and kind and so.
On je rekao, to je moja realizacija, vi se znate Rohini Sudha Prabhu, on je jako direktan, jedna predivna osoba, iskrena i otvorena.
And I was just there preparing my answer in my mind and listening with one ear to what he said.
I ja sam tu sjedio i razmišljao sam koji će biti moj odgovor i sa jednim sam uhom slušao i njegov odgovor.
All of a sudden I listened with two ears.
I odjednom sam slušao sa oba uha.
And I felt so relieved about what he said.
I onda sam osjetio veliko olakšanje zbog toga što je on rekao.
I also feel this, Syamayi, when I have my free days, free day means one hour where I can be alone and think about Krishna very peacefully. I also know Krishna doesn't care about titles.
Ja isto to mogu da osjetim kada ponekad imam slobodan dan, a to za mene ponekad znači da imam slobodan sat, kada mogu da čitam i da mislim na Krišnu, onda isto tako to mislim. Krišnu stvari nije briga za titule.
Syamaji, I will confess to you something.
I sada ću ti Syamaji nešto da priznam.
When I was a brahmachari.
Kada sam bio brahmachari.
I thought I also want to be a sannyasi.
I razmišljao sam i ja hoću da budem sannyasi.
It's much more comfortable to dress in the dhoti. You don't have to always go like, you know.
Mnogo je udobnije oblačiti se kao sannyasi jer ne moraš onako zavrtati dhoti.
Everyone will come to my lectures because they have to.
Svako će dolaziti na moje lekcije zato što mora.
I will get prasadam.
Dobit ću prasadam.
Invitations.
Pozive.
And if I say I want this, then the grihastas say we are buying this for you because they feel this is their duty.
I ako ja kažem ja želim to, onda će grihaste reći mi ćemo ti za to donijeti jer to je naša dužnost.
Obviously I'm exaggerating a little bit, it was not so bad.
Naravno malo to preuveličavam, nije bilo tako strašno.
No, I mean you never know, this gets typed or the nowadays MP3, the whole world listens to it. I'm exaggerating the point, but I thought it would give me many advantages, both internal and external.
Naravno, ja sada zaista pretjerujem, mora se biti malo pažljiv kad se govori ove stvari. Ja sam zaista mislio da će to donijeti neke prednosti i unutra i izvana.
Yes, it would help me in my service.
Da će mi to pomoći u mojoj službi.
And yes, for my own life, I think I should go back, try to go back to Godhead, should work on this, and I'm not so attracted to this world any longer. So I thought, yes, it is time.
I razmišljao sam da će to donijeti dobro i mom unutrašnjem životu, jer sam razmišljao sam, ja želim da se vratim nadal kući Bogu i trebam učiniti nešto po tom pitanju. Mislio sam, bit će to dobro za mene.
One year after I had taken sannyas,
godinu dana nakon što sam uzeo sannyas,
I looked back on the year.
Posmatrao sam nazad tu godinu.
And I could understand, I could do everything which I have done also without sannyas.
Onda sam vidio da sve ono što sam i prije radio, ono što sam sad radio, mogao sam raditi prije nego što sam imao sannyas.
Devotees don't go to your lectures because of your titles. They go because they hope they get some inspiration.
Bhakti ne dolaze na tvoje lekcije zato što imaš sannyas, nego zato što oni se nadaju da će dobiti inspiraciju.
Titles are not important in spiritual life. It's absolutely childish to think they are important.
u duhovnom životu titule apsolutno nisu bitne. O to je jako djetinjasto razmišljati da je to bitno.
Yesterday Sri Hari explained to me his super toy which can be a Garuda and a car at the same time.
Jučer je Sri Hari opisao svoju igračku, koja super igračku koja može po potrebi da bude Garuda ili auto.
I will request Sri Hari to bring his toy tomorrow and I can show you it's the best toy I have ever seen.
Zamolit ću Sri Harija da sutra donese svoju igračku kako bi vam je pokazao. To je najbolja igračka koju sam ikad vidio.
And then I had inspected it and he had explained all the different features of this toy. And then I wanted to give it back to him, but he said, no, you can keep it.
I onda sam tako razgledao tu igračku i njene razne dijelove i onda kada sam me žalio da mu je vratim, onda je rekao, ne, možeš je zadržati.
And I didn't want to argue with Sri Hari, who's after all an authority in toys.
I nisam se žalio svađati sa Sri Harijem, koji je na kraju krajeva autoritet za igračke.
So I kept it, and as I had it in my lap, I thought, it's childish to be attached to a toy, in the same way it's childish to be attached to a title.
I onda sam razmišljao kako sam držao tu igračku u svojom krilu, kako je jako djetinasto biti vezan za igračku, ali isto tako je djetinasto biti vezan za titulu.
This is my answer. Siam Mayi, but maybe you have to become a little bit older to understand it by deep realization.
Ovo je moj odgovor, Siam Mayi, a možda ćeš morati postati malo starija da bi mogla da razumiješ ovaj odgovor sa dubokom realizacijom.
It comes when you get older. You just, no, it's really not important.
To dođe kada postaneš malo stariji i shvatiš da to zaista nije bitno.
My unexpected answer. It's not very philosophical, I know, but it's realized at least.
To je moj neočekivani odgovor, ali makar je realizovan.
Realized to some extent, I should say.
Realizovan do u određenoj mjeri.
Okay, let me now see what is the vremski, what is the time? 10 to 2. That is, I believe, a good time to have our little surprise for the devotees. Yes. We will just have it as like Marayanti, maybe 10, no, not even 5 minutes. It's something for to laugh about. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but let us. I think while they put this on, we can just do a little.